Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAI. Tomorrow's National Blood Donation Day. So even though I'm doing my Stars and Stripes for National Blood Donation Week, don't forget to wear red tomorrow for National Blood Donation Day. Tons of governors, both Republican and Democrat, declared blood donation days. And we are so grateful for the American Red Cross, Vitalant, blood banks all across the United States that every single day, 24/7, 365 days a year, make sure that they have blood on the shelves for you guys. And we thank all the thousands upon thousands of people that donate blood. So tomorrow we're red, if you can, for Blood Donation Day. And send a note thanking your governor if they declared a Blood Donation Day, because that's really, really good. And if you can donate blood, even better, because we need blood. Okay, so steroids. There was a headline. And you know what? I got to tell you, the way some of these people put their headlines really kind of, you know, make my episiotomy scars burn. There's a headline on how there's an inexpensive treatment for COVID that saves lives. And some of the headlines made it sound like, oh, look, it was just discovered. And we've been using it the whole time. All right, so you're going to hear a headline that steroids help prevent some of the mortality, maybe even morbidity, of these COVID infections. All right? And I got a text, or I got a message going, why wasn't I given that? And I'm like, what did your doctor give you? Were you treated in the hospital? You probably got steroids, all right? And from day one, even before we identified that this could be possibly COVID, if you came into the hospital having difficulty breathing, if you were starting to build up fluid and gook and inflammation in the lungs, or they thought you had a rip-roaring pneumonia, they probably gave you steroids, okay? Now, some people have kind of taken this so far as to, well, let me have some steroids at home, you know, or let me start to cycle. Okay, let's just quickly review steroids. You got the anabolic steroids, you got the catabolic steroids, okay? It depends on the receptor that these steroids are going after. The anabolic usually go for the androgen receptors. A lot of anabolic steroids are lab-made, and those are the ones that we're not talking about. Those are the ones that the anabolic hit, like the androgen receptors. They might help boost up your muscle, might cause some acne, cause this steroid storm where you get, you know, kind of grumpy and, you know, you might have mood disorders, but it usually kind of hits the sex hormone receptors, which you really have to kind of be careful, because if you don't need them, that could totally kind of mess you up later when they stop. So we're not talking about the anabolic steroids. We're talking about the catabolic steroids. We're talking about the ones that use a glucocorticoid receptor, the ones that kind of deal with decreasing inflammation. And we need steroids. Our body makes steroids. They make them naturally. And sometimes our immune response is a little too much. We want our immune response to do what it needs to. Let's say you have a pneumonia. If you have a really good, strong immune response, it'll hopefully fight the pneumonia. But sometimes that pneumonia knows just how to get under the skin of your body, right? Okay, and they just know how to, it's like a mother-in-law, right? Now, let's say, I'm not talking about my mother-in-law, but just in general, an in-law. And they're there, and they're in the lung, and they just know how to kind of brew and make it all juicy and inflammatory and all that. And then you're like, ah, okay. The steroids kind of stop the ah, even though they kind of can also make you go ah, you know, because the mood. So when we do a chest x-ray, we're not going to see the bacteria. We're going to see some of the inflammation. But if we see that inflammation is overwhelming, starting to take up a lobe of your lung, you're not going to be able to breathe. You're not going to be able to exchange oxygen. So we're going to give you steroids to decrease that inflammation, hopefully not screw up your immune system too much. It's a very fine balance. You know, we do a lot of ballet in medicine. I'm horrible at ballet. I took ballet. But your doctor, if you could imagine him, is wearing a tutu doing ballet, trying to figure out how to knock out the bacteria or the virus that's affecting the pneumonia while at the same time controlling inflammation, because we need your immune system. We don't want you to just rely on an antiviral or a steroid or an antibiotic. We want your own immune system to kind of kick in. But don't be surprised if you do see that you're going to, like, be put on a steroid. So a lot of these people that have been, you know, fighting COVID, they've been put on remdesivir. You aren't really seeing hydroxychloroquine because the hospitals don't want the liability and they don't want to get involved with that. Somebody does, let's say, end up having a cardiac issue. They don't want to be a part of it. Even though we know hydroxychloroquine has a role, if we don't know who the hell's going to have an abnormal heart rhythm, most doctors are going to be like, you know what, I'm going to pass on that sucker for now. But I'm sure if there's complicated cases that are not succumbing to the remdesivir and or not, you know, proving success or responding to the remdesivir, I wouldn't be surprised if certain hospital medical centers are using the hydroxychloroquine. But most of the places are using some remdesivir. They're giving you oxygen. They are giving you steroids. They're giving you famotidine. We talked about famotidine, brand name Pepcid. I think it's because it lowers platelets, and so it could kind of help prevent some of the clots, because we've seen famotidine or Pepcid do really, really well. Vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc. We talked about oxygen. And then, of course, blood thinners might do not only a blood thinner, but then on the way home, when you're home, would also probably add, like, aspirin therapy, because people with COVID might produce blood clots. Again, this is just a response to this, you know, wacky virus. So when you hear the headlines going, oh, my gosh, you know, steroids are cheap and we could use them. Steroids are not the only treatment for COVID, and you need to be very careful. And, you know, I do telemedicine. I can't tell you how many times people call up going, yeah, I need a Medrol dose pack. Like, what the hell do you need that for? Like, well, every time I get a lung infection, I get steroids. And I see they've had 4 steroids in a year. You got to be careful. What are the side effects of steroids? Well, if you take a lot of exogenous steroids or steroids from outside the body, then your internal system is going to be like, well, do I really need to make the steroids? I mean, I keep getting them. Maybe I need to back off. Plus, steroids can raise your blood pressure. Steroids could also affect your kidneys. They could affect your liver. They could raise your blood sugar. So if, let's say, you do have diabetes or high blood pressure putting you at risk for COVID, we still need to dance that fine dance. But, you know, when we do give you steroids, because it could worsen the blood pressure and diabetes. But hopefully we find a great balance and get you out of the hospital. 1-877-DOC-OLLIE. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my listeners is having some issues with his wife. I think everybody's having issues with their spouse or their partner right now. But I think he's serious and he's thinking divorce. And so he said he's going to give me 5 minutes to kind of explain why he shouldn't divorce her. And I'm not that good. Okay. I'm not that good. If I was married to a woman, I would probably divorce her too. I'm not really good with women. I'm not. Sorry, ladies. You know, you're just too complex. The guys are easy for me. Guys are, you know, I'm very good with guys. I just am. You know, I don't know. Corey, I love him to death. And he's smart. He's brilliant. Not very complex in terms of that. You know, I know what he needs. I know how to make him happy, or I think so. If he does ever leave me, then I might be like, dull. But, you know, I'll just then write a book and have to, you know, become an expert by teaching myself how to deal with guys that, I guess, dump you after so many years. Actually, I know why. If he would leave me, I do know why. But we talked about depression, and we talked about our relationships are strained and all that. And we also talked about how those of us who are, I'm Generation X, Xers, boomers, you know, we started to kind of kick the idea out the door that you're going to meet somebody in high school and be in love with them for the rest of your lives. You know, unfortunately, that doesn't happen. However, Xers and boomers are still kind of the commitment generations where we're like, look, I made a commitment and I fell in love with you when I was in my 20s. And so I'm going to make it work. This is how it's going to be. And even if I fall out of love, or even if I don't love you on some days, overall, I love you. We make a good team. We make a good partnership. It works. Millennials and Zoomers, Generation Zs or Zoomers, they have a different, more practical outlook. They're like, people change. I change. They change. People change. You know, I mean, how am I going to know who I'm going to love 5 years from now? 10 years from now? I might meet somebody else, and maybe they're my kismet or my meant to be. So you have a lot of millennials, Zoomers, kind of going, do I really need to get married? Then, if they are children of an Xer or a boomer who went through a divorce, they're like, well, that was horrible. Why would I do that myself? Okay? But then, you do have people out there when the topic comes up about having a baby. And they're like, I'm not going to have a baby out of wedlock. Some do. Huh? It's fine. But you have others out there going, no, you got to put a ring on it. And they're like, well, I got you pregnant, so well, or, you know, well, I want to have a baby, but, you know, do we really have to get married? Yep. I want the dress. I want the wedding. I want the knight in shining armor. I deserve it. And so the reason why I bring this up is everybody needs to kind of go back before they start even thinking about divorce and go back and go, why did you guys get married? You have to. Okay? I mean, for me, it was I dated everybody. Okay? There was nobody else left to date. And Corey, who I used to know, happened to be single. And he had a pulse. No. Corey, I had liked. I didn't realize I had liked or loved way before we started dating. And then when it happened, it just seemed meant to be. So I knew he was supposed to be my meant to be, my knight in shining armor, which, by the way, I really hate that term, too. I just saw a meme saying, don't teach your daughter to look for the knight. Teach her how to use the sword herself. Very, very cool meme. But anyway, but still, you know, I did. I kind of wanted, you know, I wanted to take on his name, and I wanted, you know, to move into his castle and build a castle and then have a lot of little baby horsies or whatever the hell you do in the castle. You know, just like any girl that grew up around princesses, although I really wasn't really into princesses. I was kind of more into cars and airplanes and boats and things like that. But anyway, that's a whole not there. But anyway. So you need to think back, why did you two hook up to begin with? If it was because, well, we got pregnant. Or, well, it's because, you know, we were dating for a while, all her friends were getting married, so she told me to kind of step up on it, you know, and but if you go back and think, you know, I never really wanted to get married, that will resurface. But now, if you are, let's say, the dude in the relationship, and here you are 10 years in, 20 years in, okay, you need to now reevaluate why is it that you want to leave the marriage. Is it because you were at Walmart and there was some, you know, chick that, you know, checked you out? And you were like, wow, you know, well, my lady doesn't check me out. And look at this. I might be hot stuff. Okay, well, you know, did you look around and make sure that she wasn't checking out somebody? I can tell you how many times I'll get smiled at, and I'm like, really, you know? And then it turns out, and then I see somebody walk by who's like, you know, 10 years younger than me, right? And it's like, oh, man, who doesn't have to shave her eyebrows, you know? And it's like, really, really? I thought you were flirting with me. So, you know, yeah. Plus, people smile. I smile at people. You know, now that I have a mask, I'm like, I have to, like, contort my face to show some sort of emotion. So I'll, like, squint my eyes and I'll wink. I wink, and I need to stop doing this. I have been winking at people. And I'm not winking like, you know, I'm trying to flirt with you. I'm winking because you can't see my teeth. You can't see my mouth. Like a big facial expression I have, like when I'm at Walmart is, you know, like I hate standing in line. Like, this is stupid. Like, yeah. So I'll like stick out my tongue. I can't do that in a mask. You can't tell if I'm sticking out my tongue. So instead, I'll wink. I'm like, you know, because I can't cross eyes. I really want to do cross eyes. I can't do that. I can't do that. So, you know, you might get winked at by me and go, oh, my God, look at this. You know, Dr. Dahlia thinks I'm hot. No, I don't think you're hot, okay? I'm just kind of winking because, you know, I think this line sucks at whatever. So, you know, you need to figure out what it is you're missing. Now, let's say you're married to somebody who hasn't had sex with you in 2 years. That is a problem. I mean, this is what marriage counselors are for, all right? I mean, if you know, she has a medical issue that's preventing sex, or, you know, her sex drive is dropped, or maybe she's out of love with you, that's a problem in a marriage. So you guys should be able to talk about that. You should be able to have therapy and hash that out. But if you're just getting sick of your wife because, you know, she's, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, let me tell you about wives. Okay, wives just do things way, way differently. Okay, remember, wives are nesters. Okay, we don't want a problem in our nest that festers. We don't want a cockroach that's running around. We want the cockroach out of there. You know, like, there'll be a spider on the wall. I'm like, honey, Corey, there's a spider on the wall. I was like, so? But it's going to come back and get me. Okay, just get it fixed. Get it fixed. So women, even though they say men are kind of the fixers, not when it's talking about the nest. So let's say you leave something in the sink, okay, and it's like soggy bread, all right? She might be thinking to herself, you're going to do that over and over and over again, so I need to nip that in the bud and let you know that that's, and you're like, why are you making such a big deal about soggy bread? Because again, this is her nest, this is her home. And I know we've made progress as women where we don't necessarily have to be homemakers or whatever. It is still in our DNA. As a mom, we nest. And so if there's something kooky going on with the house or our nest, it's an issue. Same thing with you flirting. If you're a flirt and you flirt with other women, that's like taking a knife and stabbing it into the electrical socket of your wife's house, okay? You cannot be flirting with other women because she knows that nest is going to crumble. You know, like the three pigs, you know, blow my house down. That blows the house down. So if you like to flirt and you like girls flirting with you or guys flirting with you or whatever, that's going to, you know, break up the home. So I don't know what you do with that because, you know, everybody likes to flirt. I like being flirted with, but I don't really like to flirt because I just think it's inappropriate. You know, I have a husband. I don't need, you know, and I'm not really good at flirting. I can't do the whole batting the eye or like, oh, look at me. I can't do that, you know. I will still, though, heighten my voice. Whenever I'm around somebody who, you know, I think is attractive, you know, like Michael Fassbender, I'm like, oh, hi. You know, I don't understand why I do that. I hate that. I hate how my voice is high. You know, and then, you know, Corey comes in the room like, hi, Core. You know, I always get sorry. So I guess it happens. But, you know, your wife right now, if you're married to, and you're in a heterosexual relationship, she may still be nesting. And she saw that COVID screwed up the nest. Okay? Money's not coming into the nest. You got to pay the power bill for the nest. We both do or whatever, right? We have issues with the nest. And all rules are out the door. All right. You know, people are losing their jobs. People can't work. People have to like now wear a mask and all that. And so it's a stressful time. And so if you want to really get to her, okay, and you want to fix the marriage, one, let her know you're still there long term. Let her know that you guys didn't make this nest. And she is one hell of a damn good nest maker. Okay. And then ask her to have sex in the nest. Say the nest is a good comfy place for sex. But just kind of realize, okay, she's going through some stuff. We're all going through some stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday it's not clear whether Democrats and the White House will come to an agreement on a COVID-19 relief package before the November elections. Talks between the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer of New York have remained at an impasse since early August. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow reminds everyone,
American economy is very resilient. And I will say this, President Trump is not going to raise taxes. And I do not understand why the other team continues to talk about a $4 trillion tax hike. It makes no sense to me coming out of this pandemic.
Busy day for President Trump as he heads to Latrobe, Pennsylvania for a Keep America Great Again rally. That one's starting at 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight. And the Bidens are heading to Kenosha, Wisconsin to meet with the father of Jacob Blake. This is USA Radio News. As we head into the Labor Day weekend, the White House Coronavirus Task Force is reminding everyone to mask up. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A White House Coronavirus Task Force member laying out how people should stay healthy during the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday warning that folks should avoid crowded events, including backyard barbecues. And she says masks need to be worn, especially by younger people who could inadvertently spread the virus to people at risk. Birx added those who have not made smart decisions should not go home to their parents or grandparents and possibly spread the illness.
More Starlink internet satellites are being launched by SpaceX. 60 of them took off Thursday morning. The first stage of the rocket booster landed on a drone ship close to 10 minutes following the launch. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys are kind of sick of the whole vaccine topic, but it's back. But Dr. Fauci, who apparently has a new voice now that he had a polyp removed on his vocal cords, from what we understand, Dr. Fauci says it is, quote, conceivable that a coronavirus vaccine will be ready in October. But not likely. So conceivable, but not likely. This after the CDC told states to prepare for shots to arrive days before the election. So I know many of you are just completely sick of the media and sick of a lot of headlines. And having an autumn vaccine would be nice. And it could help the election, you know. If Trump says, look, we had COVID and we brought up the vaccine, and we got the vaccine. If I could advise President Trump, I would say don't use the vaccine as a political tool. And I understand what's going to happen. I understand that, you know, if Biden wins and the vaccine comes out, he's going to be saying, "You see, I made the coronavirus vaccine." Okay, nobody, you know, COVID happened during the Trump presidency. It didn't mean Trump caused COVID. People are like, well, you know, Trump caused lives to die during COVID. That's debatable because people were dying anyway of heart disease, pneumonia. You know, he wanted to close the borders. They didn't want him to close the borders. And then the borders got closed. So, I mean, you know, should he have acted sooner? Is that why people are faulting him? Or are they faulting him because they just didn't like some of his mask policies? So either way, and same thing. If Biden had been president, they would have blamed Biden and some of his or Obama-era policies on, you know, why we relied so much on China and things like that. So obviously there's, you know, blame going around. But when I see COVID affect states and cities and countries and, you know, territories throughout the whole entire U.S., I'm not going to blame Trump. Well, do we have an over-reliance on China? We do. But I don't know if it's our goods from China. I don't know if I could blame Obama for this either. Now, we do have some issues that have been to blame, and again, nobody should blame, but there's been a lot of discussion on telemedicine and the role it had early on. Telemedicine allowed people to call in, get taken care of if they couldn't get to a doctor, while hospitals were overwhelmed, they're a hero. But there is concern that people weren't officially diagnosed. People hadn't been getting flu swabbed. Because telemedicine existed, people were calling for flu medicine rather than going in and getting flu swabbed. So we don't know how many people then ended up getting the flu as people were treated online. Same thing with COVID. People call telemedicine. They think they have COVID. We reach out to the health department. If the health department is overwhelmed, person stays home, you know, where are the numbers? And again, it's a suspected COVID. It's not a tested COVID. So telemedicine offers huge, huge benefits, but there are some unfortunate consequences where we don't have then, tested evidence of a certain disease because it was done over the phone. You know, and I caution people all the time. I caution people and say, look, you know, you said your husband had the flu. Now you have the flu and you want the medication. Was the husband tested and swabbed, or was it an over the phone diagnosis? You know, and it's been definitely frustrating. So when you look at the COVID cases, we're being told there's 6.3 million in the U.S. with 190,000 deaths. Brazil had 4 million with 124,000 deaths. India, 3.9 million with 68,000 deaths. Russia has over a million cases with 17,000 deaths. Peru came in number 5 with 663,000 cases. We don't talk a lot about Peru. Rounding out the top 10 in terms of number of cases were Colombia, South Africa, Mexico, Spain, and Argentina. Then Chile, Iran, UK, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia. And then France, Pakistan, Turkey, Italy, and Germany rounding out the top 20. Canada had about 130,000 cases. Again, they have a lot more rural than we do. Switzerland, 43,000 cases. South Korea, 20,000 cases. So, you know, depending on population, depending on where they are, there's been a lot of debate as to who and, you know, how infectious it was. America will always top the list because we're very populous and we really got on it with the testing. So the more you test, the more you find out. I mean, I haven't been tested for COVID. I never had symptoms, but who knows? Maybe I would have even tested positive. So, you know, we kind of need to, you know, put these numbers into perspective. Unfortunately, though, what we can't get away from is there are new deaths. Apparently, according to Worldometers, there's been another 400 deaths in the U.S. Again, was it COVID from the start, or did they have something else and just also had COVID? Brazil had another 158 deaths recently. India, 1,000 new deaths being reported. Russia, 114. Mexico, 575. Now, it's interesting. If you've noticed, though, I don't know if you guys have been noticing, a lot of these cases that are coming up are Southern Hemisphere. Peru, Colombia, South Africa, Argentina, Chile, coming up in the top 20. So that makes me a little nervous because the Southern Hemisphere is kind of finishing up their winter and flu season. Now, we seem to mimic what happens in the Southern Hemisphere. Now, usually we follow Australia, and Australia has been, you know, been pretty good about lockdowns, and they've had 26,000 cases, 678 total deaths. So they've been, you know, minimal with this. And our flu season usually follows Australia, but our flu season can also follow any of the Southern Hemisphere countries. So the fact that we're seeing an uptick in deaths in Peru, Colombia, South Africa, Argentina, Chile starts to make us concerned. Same thing with Mexico. Mexico being, you know, still closer to the equator, still Northern Hemisphere. We can't let our guard down. So Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's conceivable that we might have a vaccine. He said a shot is more likely to be ready in November, December. And remember, we talked about some of the companies like AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer. They've been doing their phase 3 trials. They need to have tests on the 2 shots, and the shots have to be given at least 21 days apart for one company, I think Pfizer, and I think for Moderna or AstraZeneca, it's like 28 days apart. I got to double-check the numbers. So there is no way that with the phase trial underway and us needing to have those few weeks between shots, that all of a sudden we have the results by October and then we're able to mass produce the vaccine. So, you know, but would there be some doses, some experimental doses? I wouldn't be surprised this fall. Again, election is November 3rd. So would they have possibly some experimental doses? I mean, again, it's, I don't think that should be the goal before the election. But people are concerned that there's going to be that rush. So they say documents sent to the U.S. states obtained by the New York Times instructed health departments to prepare for vaccines to arrive next month. They alert states to be prepared for the vaccines to become available by the end of October after potential emergency authorization was issued by the FDA. If that proves to be the case, the shots will be delivered just days before Election Day. Instructions for 2 unnamed vaccines to be given in 2 doses are included. The documents say that 2 million of vaccine A or 1 million of vaccine B could be available by the end of October, up to 50 million more by year end. We have about 328 million people in the United States. If 2 shots are needed, then you need about 750 billion or million shots. So it's still not going to be enough for everybody. But, I love the fact that they're moving on this. Again, I think there is a lot of bureaucracy, and if they could get rid of the bureaucracy and allow things to move forward, I'm a fan of that. Do I think they need to fast track it so they could say, you see, before the election, you know, so vote for me? At this point, I would say, you know, it scares people more than anything else. So, you know, but is it a reality? Yeah. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad.
you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So a ship carrying more than 40 crew members and 6,000 cows has disappeared off the coast of Japan. We believe it capsized in typhoon-lashed seas, according to a crew member who so far is the only known survivor. The Gulf Livestock One, en route from New Zealand to China, issued a distress call early Wednesday from a position west of Japan's Amami Oshima Island. The mayday call to which Japanese Coast Guard responded was sent as Typhoon Maisak was tracking through the region as a powerful Category 4 storm. Now, the storm has since passed the area where the ship went missing, and the weather for the ongoing search is fine, but it's a huge area. Japanese Coast Guard Regional Spokesman Yushiro Higashi said they're right now looking. The 450-foot livestock carrier built in 2002 had a crew of 43 people, of which 39 are from the Philippines, 2 from New Zealand, 2 from Australia, according to the Japanese Coast Guard. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation reported that Queensland veterinarian Lucas Orta was among those aboard. Photographs of the vessel taken before the accident show its deck stacked high with open livestock containers. There was one crew member who was recovered. 45-year-old Chief Officer Sereno Alvarado from the Philippines was plucked from the water Wednesday night after being spotted by a Japanese Navy P-3C surveillance aircraft. No wreckage from the ship has been found. He told rescuers that the vessel lost an engine and then capsized when it was hit broadside by a wave. The crew was then ordered to don life jackets. Alvarado said he abandoned ship, but he didn't see any other crew members in the water after the ship sank. Wow. Gulf Livestock 1 was carrying 5,800 head of cattle from Napier, New Zealand, to Jingtang in Tangshan, China. Following the accident, New Zealand's Ministry for Primary Industry said it was temporarily suspending the new cattle livestock export applications pending an investigation. They want to understand what happened, obviously, on the sailing of the Gulf Livestock 1. Apparently, Splash247.com is a website that follows the shipping industry. They've noted numerous accidents involving livestock carriers over the years in which tens of thousands of animals were lost. In November, the Queen Hind, or Hind, a livestock carrier loaded with 14,000 sheep, experienced maneuvering issues, capsized not far off from a wharf. Only a few hundred animals were rescued, according to the Maritime Executive. That's just so tragic. In 2016, 3,000 sheep died aboard a vessel that caught fire and sank in rough weather off of Somalia. They said in another similar disaster nearly a quarter century ago, some 67,000 sheep died aboard a vessel after caught fire and was abandoned by its crew east of the Seychelles. All but one of the crew members survived. That scares me. I'm not good with, I mean, I'm on boats. I take boats. We do cruises. We used to do the Dr. Dolly Show cruise. But I got to tell you, Titanic hit me hard when I was a kid. Not that I was a kid during the Titanic, okay? I was, you know, grew up in the 80s, but still. I do not take very well, you know, the idea of having to jump ship and be around sharks and freezing water and people fighting for rafts. You know, somebody brought that up. I think it was my husband that brought that up. He said, was there enough time on the Titanic for somebody to build a raft? Now, I understand they on the Titanic, they didn't really tell everybody what was going on. And they kind of, tried to keep people calm. And they didn't have enough boats because it wasn't aesthetic. And, you know, this was supposed to be a big, huge PR thing. So they didn't have enough boats. And, you know, so they let the rich get on the boats first and the, you know, women and children. So some dudes tried to dress up as women. And that's really got to be hard. I really feel bad for men. That always kind of scared me as a kid. So you're telling me daddy would have died on the Titanic? I would have wanted daddy to get on the boat, too. Stinks. It's horrible. Just horrible the way, you know, it had to go down. But you wonder, with a cruise ship like that and a whole bunch of wood, could people have kind of made, you know, done some makeshift, you know, rafts or at least buoys or something, you know? And, I mean, people used debris, I guess, you know, but it wasn't good enough. And there was, but I'm wondering if that would probably be, you know, a smart thing to do where, you know, and I understand you don't have a lot of time. Titanic gave, I think, what, an hour and a half? You had, like, about 2 hours time? But most, getting capsized, you don't. But I'm just wondering, you know, with Titanic, could they have done that? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. People are wondering what's going on with the movie industry. Well, I don't know what's going on with individual movies. My guess is there's still love scenes. There's still going to be sex scenes. But the Batman filming had been thrown into quote-unquote chaos because production had to be halted. Why? Because a single crew member tested positive for COVID-19. And we knew this would happen. So apparently there is a new Batman movie called The Batman. I don't really know all the names of the Batman. My favorite was the George Clooney one. I know you guys disagree, but Mr. Freeze with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I thought it was, I liked it because it wasn't as dark and it was more colorful and it had a little bit more Marvel to it, because usually the DC comics are very dark. So I kind of like the George Clooney one. But I have to admit, The Dark Knight was very well done. Heath Ledger, I mean, wow. But anyway, sources of the $100-plus million blockbuster said the cast and crew had been sent home because one of the team had the virus. An insider in the studio said, "We have been sent a memo telling us that a member of the crew has tested positive for COVID-19, so everybody had to go. They were filming The Batman. It had only resumed 3 days ago after being shut down in early March due to the pandemic. This shutdown is going to cost Warner Brothers hundreds of thousands of dollars, possibly even delay of the release of the movie. Director Matt Reeves still has 3 months of filming to complete, with the eagerly anticipated film due to be released in theaters in October 2021. I know a lot of people aren't really playing a violin for the Hollywood industry. Hollywood industry makes a lot of money on us. But, again, they make jobs, a lot of people's jobs, anywhere from the person selling popcorn at your local AMC theater. You know, the movie industry, we learned, you know, didn't mean that all these heroes in the movies were heroes in real life. But it also made us realize that if we don't get our movies back on, we lose a lot. We lose mall traffic. We lose food sales. We lose a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, Netflix isn't enough to carry the entertainment industry and give people back their jobs. So, now filming on the movie is star Robert Pattinson. Is he the guy from the vampire movies, Twilight? He's going to be the next Batman? Wow, I didn't know that. An insider said, "We've been sent a memo telling us the crew has..." Yeah, okay, I don't know if it's him. But, you know, I'm really surprised at how movies and things like that can actually do the whole social distancing. What I think is going to happen is there's going to be people fudging. And the fudging is going to be, okay, guys, let's shoot this scene and say it was shot pre-March. There were a lot of movies in production. So somebody could lie and say, hey, this was the footage we got pre-March. So all the love scenes, all the whatever. But, you know, when people watch movies, they want to see fight scenes. They want to see people wrestle. Did you guys see, which movie was that? Eastern Promises? Well, there was a fight scene in the shower with Viggo Mortensen naked that really didn't have social distancing or anything like that. Obviously, in the years that it was, I don't know when it was done. I think maybe 2012 or whatever. But it, you can't do a scene like that now post-COVID. And that was a good scene. Not because he was naked, but because it was a good fight scene. You know, he couldn't fight, and, you know, I mean, it showed how raw, you know, some fights could be. Poor guy. Man, I don't know how he, you know, was able to protect his jewels. Yeah, Robert was in the Twilight Saga movies. So anyway, so we'll see what happens. I believe that Hollywood will bounce back. They do have plenty of money, but are people going to flock to the theater, you know, to see a vampire turned Batman? I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.